I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Boys, I'm going to jail today.
No!
Yeah, I've made the decision. I'm going to jail today.
Again?
Again, that was in Maryland a couple times. There's misunderstandings. I am going to jail in Fort Worth today because News Radio 1080, my boy Dave Wishnew just tweeted me the story. The Tiger King has been transferred to Fort Worth Prison Medical Center. Woo! Joseph Maldonado Passage, also known as Joe Exotic, has been transferred to Prison Medical Center in Fort Worth. According to inmate records being held at the Fort Worth FMC, a medical center operated by the Federal Bureau of Prisons. His husband said he's in coronavirus quarantine because inmates at the jail where he was held prior to his transfer tested positive for the virus. Joe Exotic, Tiger King, he's coming to Fort Worth.
Woo!
Did you just completely ignore the last part of that report?
That he's in coronavirus quarantine?
Yeah. Why would you want to rush over to Tarrant County?
Troy, have you ever watched a movie in your life? Do you see what's in front of you right now looking at RJ Choppy, Mr. Hughes?
I don't know. What is it?
It's a glass. It's a piece of glass. And that separates you. When you sit down to do the interview over the phone, look at us on the fan cam, I will get the first post-Tiger King interview. People want to interview with Jose Altuve? No. People want to interview with Mike Tyson every week on a podcast? No. People want to talk to Dr. Fauci? No. I will get the first interview for 105.3 The Fan and News Radio 1080 KRLD in Fort Worth with the Tiger King. Piece of glass. You can't get corona through a glass.
No, you can't, but you can't get corona from the person who just held the phone 5 minutes before you.
Bring
some wipes.
Pat Doney. If Pat Doney will probably be there first, or Austin York from downstairs, 1080. Hopefully they don't have it. I'll get it. I'll wear a glove.
Okay, well, first of all, maybe Austin York could help you out. I mean, he does, you know, work out with Dan Brunoff in the gym. Those two guys are just Hans and Franzen over there. Secondly, are you going to pull a Cable Guy moment where you push yourself up against the glass? Oh, Billy. And then third, this is in Fort Worth, which is just down the street from us, as we all know here at this radio station. But at the same time, Sean, you live in East Dallas. If we asked you to do a fan hang in Deep Ellum, you're like, I'm not driving all the way over there.
No, not true. First off, there's no traffic to worry about.
Not anymore, there isn't.
Good
not
point.
Anymore.
Good point.
There ain't no traffic. I've already thought about everything. I've already checked it on Waze. I've already looked at how much time and, you know, all the roundabouts and the traffic and all that stuff. So Joe Exotic, the Tiger King, being transferred to Fort Worth. How about that?
How about
that? You know
that?
He's going to give. You know he'll give an interview.
I do think he will give an interview here in the next, who knows? I mean, I'm sure someone's tried.
Bro Bible ranked the top three interviews that you would want in the world right now. Anyone else that you can think of? One, two. Two are in the sports world. Number one is Joe Exotic.
OJ.
Ooh.
Have we had the OJ interview? Has anybody done one yet?
Well, he did one a while back, like on Fox, and that was a complete train wreck.
Okay.
Yeah, they put Antonio Brown 2, Jose Altuve 3, but you're right. OJ is still
Jose Altuve.
All right, tomorrow you could have 15 minutes over the phone with Joe Exotic or OJ. Who would you pick?
Oh, OJ. I actually care about OJ, what happens to him. He's what? OJ. He's OJ.
You may want to amend that. You may want to amend that statement.
No, he's OJ. He is a mainstream, you know, all time
killer.
Yes, but he's also an athlete. I mean, OJ was the voice of like America for a while. We'll forget Joe Exotic.
Joe
in
Exotic
3 years.
Is now the voice of America.
We will forget Joe Exotic in 3 years.
Three months.
Yeah, OJ.
I'm just saying, you saying, oh, I care about what happens to OJ. Like, be careful with that statement.
No, I mean obviously we all care about what happened. We all watch the trial. We all watch the
Made
in America.
I don't care about what happens to him. I'm interested to see what he tweets.
Yeah, you're intrigued.
I don't care what happens to him.
Yeah, you're intrigued by OJ.
That's the same thing. But what I said is no different than what you guys are saying.
No. See, I that's different. I care about Sean.
Yeah,
I'm intrigued with you.
Oh, see, I'm just talking about the interest. I have interest in it. It's all this.
Yeah. You care about your parents.
The same thing.
You care what happens to your parents these days with coronavirus. You just meant interested.
Yeah, care and interest to me is the same thing.
Now, which interview would you want? Would you want to have O.J. Simpson or the doctor, Dr. Picata? What's his name? Dr.
Fauci.
Fauci? Yeah, him, too.
O.J.
O.J.
Yeah, O.J.
O.J. Oh, but what about the Travis Frederick interview? We take that first.
Oh, what a segue.
What a segue. Travis did his first sit-down interview with the Tomahawk podcast, Joe Thomas, AJ Hawk. And let's just start off from the very top, Troy. Actually, the decision. What led to it? What led to Travis Frederick abruptly retiring from the NFL and the boys?
I think it was a culmination of a lot of different things. When you go in and you sort of make all the lists and charts and everything about what makes you want to stay and what makes you want to leave and where you're at. I think there's something about not being able to get to the level that you expect of yourself. Whether you believe that the level that you're currently playing at is good enough to serve the team is one thing versus, you know, being as good as you think that you can be. Mm-hmm. And I always said going in that I didn't want to get to the point where I couldn't leave on my own terms, and I didn't want to get to the point where I was a problem and needed to be taken out or asked to leave. You know, I wanted to be near the top and get out and try and be as healthy as I possibly can be. And so after going through what I went through last year and making it back and going through the year, and I felt like I got better through the year and got to the end of the year and was playing well again and got selected to the Pro Bowl, which I'm so fortunate to. You know, I thought that was a great cap for the comeback, and I felt like I was ready. I was ready to move on and spend a little bit more time with the family and get to do some things that I've been wanting to do for a long time. That football, with the amount of time it takes, just restricts you from being able to do that.
Did you play last year at much less than 100%? Brian Broaddus had said, you know, the most honest analyst out there. He's like, Travis is not the same guy as he was. Understandably so with the autoimmune. Here's Travis on if he was at full performance last year.
I never felt like my health was less than 100%, but I think that taking the year off was difficult. I think that's what I struggled with a little bit. And you could see through the season that things were getting better. And I think it came down to the muscle memory and the neurological connections that you make there, and that when you see a look and you make a mistake on that look or you're slow against it, the next time you see it again as a good player, you don't make that mistake again. You know what's coming, you feel it. Mm-hmm. The problem is defenses are different and every defender is different. And so until you get to the point where you start to see those patterns again, you're not repeating those same mistakes or same situations that you were in. So if you play the first three games and they all play different defenses, let's call them A, B, and C, the fourth game you might play A again, and now you've been through some of those situations that you were before. Mm-hmm. And so when you take a full year off, you lose that continuity between A, B, C, D, etc. Mm-hmm. So you have to start over. And so I think that's where I found myself was early on in the season, I wasn't doing the things from muscle memory that I previously was able to. I had to think about them, causing me to be a little bit slow and causing me to be a little bit behind. But I think as the season went and I started to see things again, that's when I really started to pick up the game.
What a great answer.
He's so smart.
So smart. What a great in-depth answer where many people said, hey, just go in the Monday Night Football booth. Now, he doesn't have a big enough name to do that, but certainly in terms of his commentary and his intelligence, he would definitely be able to do it. But all Tolos know that already from being on weekly here for years on the Home of the Cowboys with his weekly show. So this is Travis Frederick, his first sit-down interview since retirement. Any regrets? Is there anything you regret about the way it all went down?
I think for me, number one is win a Super Bowl. Just that's the ultimate goal for so many teams. And generally, when you come into the league, that's what you're looking to do. And we weren't able to do that. And that was one of the hard parts about retiring this year is I feel like the players that the Cowboys have on the roster and the direction that they're moving, the new coaching staff, I feel good. I feel like this is a year that they have a chance to compete for that. And, you know, I had to walk away from that opportunity. But they're so fleeting. There's only a certain number of players that get a chance to win a Super Bowl. And, you know, it was time for me to move on. But that's the one thing that I wish that we'd have been able to accomplish.
And what happens as soon as any Cowboy with notoriety retires? What does everyone want them to do?
Go into media. Become the next Tony Romo.
Even before that, before media, they want them to coach.
Coach. Hey, that's true. Coach.
Romo, O coordinator. Sean Lee, D coordinator. Jason Witten, head coach. Travis did. And remember, the coaching staff praised Travis for the year he was out, being in the meetings, didn't miss anything, helping people out in the headsets. Did Jerry and Steven talk to you about staying on with the coaching staff?
You know, I got a chance to talk to him. You know, when I retired, I called him and let him know it was happening, what was going on. Unfortunately, we couldn't meet in person because of the restrictions down here. But they both mentioned that they were willing to have me around as much or as little as I want. You know, the Cowboys organization does a tremendous job of supporting their alumni and providing opportunities for them to be around the fans and to be around the game. So I may or may not take advantage of that, but I don't see myself moving into any sort of coaching role or anything like that. One of the benefits of retiring is that you get more time. And as you guys know, maybe the fans don't, but the coaches have much less time.
Yeah, in another clip, he said he's building in Wisconsin. So sounds like Travis Frederick is going back to where he was playing in his college days, even though he said he's interested in tech and getting back in computers, maybe my computer career. If Travis ever texts me back, I could hook him up. Otherwise, I don't know. Now let's look at the future. He was asked to assess the Cowboys. Let's start off with the number one story, and that, of course, is the quarterback. See if he gets in Dak's pockets here. What does he think about the Dak negotiations?
It's been clearly made on both sides that Dak would like to play for the Cowboys and that the Cowboys would like to have him. But ultimately, this isn't a game about what everyone likes to happen. And there aren't people that are going to compromise on certain things because it's your livelihood. It's the livelihood of your entire family. Oftentimes, for some guys, it's about how much good you can do in the world and things like that. And I think Dak is one of those people that is thinking about a lot more people than just himself in a deal like this. You see a lot from the fans, you know, oh, it's so much money. How can you possibly turn that down? Or, you know, quit arguing over whatever it is. And it's so much bigger than that. There's so much more that goes into it. And I think that it's important that people understand that and that it's not just him that's he's thinking about.
So that's Travis Frederick. Very nice, safe answer there. Talking about both sides wanting each other. That the Cowboys want Dak. Dak wants them. What about the guy that he played next to, very, very close to in 82? Jason Witten. Not a lot of Cowboy fans seem to be too devastated that Witten is going to finish up his career in the silver and black, going with John Gruden and the Raiders. Travis Frederick asked if he was surprised that Witten left.
I'm not surprised. I know how difficult it was. We talked several times when he was moving into the media world and was going to take that job. He's like, I'm going to turn it down. I'm going to turn it down. Like, I want to play. I want to win one. I want to work with you guys, you know, as long as I can. And a couple weeks later, I heard that he had taken the job and I was surprised. And we talked about that. And he's like, listen, there's got to be a life after football. And, you know, this seems like the easy transition. You know, this is where you head. And, But I think the time away made him appreciate being able to do it, made him want to do it even more. And luckily we got a chance to have him back this past year, and it was great. I enjoyed getting to play with him again, but you can see it in his eyes. He's a guy that loves the game and loves the game for the game. You know, he loved being a Cowboy, and I'm sure he will always be connected to the Cowboys, but he loves the game. And if he has the opportunity to go play the game at a high level somewhere, I think he's going to continue to do that.
Sounded like the Cowboys weren't even interested in Witten as in a reduced role. I kind of got that from Brad Sham the other day. Brad, correct me if I'm wrong, with a text message, but it sounded like the Cowboys weren't even that interested in Jason in a reduced role if he agreed to that. He's going to have a reduced role in Oakland because Darren Waller, he's a beast. At least he had a fantastic season last year. And then finally, moving forward, and I don't know, you know, what type of perspective he could have on this because he hasn't played under Mike McCarthy. Does Travis Frederick think Mike McCarthy is going to be successful here?
I do think he's going to be successful there. You know, he's got a track record for success. And, you know, with any coach in any league, I think there, at some point things start to slow down for you, you know, in your current situation. And it at some point you need a change. And I think change oftentimes can bring out people's best. And a really interesting story is about what he was doing in the off time. You know, he had that year off and he spent it looking at the trends in the game and looking at analytics and looking at how to better plan things. And that's just really interesting to me that he had a year, and instead of taking that year and focusing on himself or focusing on something else, he was back in football continually trying to hone his craft. And so I think that's one of the things that the Jones family really liked about him. But also I think he's a really good fit. And I think it'll be really interesting to see how the new coaching staff is able to blend with the players, especially having a shortened offseason. You know, normally for a new coach, you get a couple extra weeks of OTAs and mini camp and stuff. And by the way things look right now, there may or may not be any offseason. So it's interesting to see how that might get handled and how that affects people's transition with these new coaches and potentially new playbooks, et cetera.
Man, the lack of the offseason for the Cowboys, for the Patriots, for the Giants, that's going to hurt. It's not going to really impact the Texans.
And the Redskins.
Yeah, it's not going to really impact the Saints. You know, they're running the same thing. It's not going to really impact the Chiefs. Teams with new quarterbacks or new coaches, that's going to be the ones that you're going to see the most impact.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.